And the third delusion that I want to talk about, we need to tackle, we need to deal with during our daily life, is anger. You know, we usually come to Dharma, or very often people come to Dharma because they have a problem with anger. Anger is very strong, easy to recognize, and it destroys so many things in our life. We can see, many people can see, without receiving Dharma teachings, they can see the dangers of becoming angry. They can see their relationships being destroyed by their anger. They can see their health being, damaged by their anger, and so many other bad things. But still, anger arises from time to time in daily life. And the reasons it arises is practically because of our attachment to the fulfillment of our own wishes. It's the main reason. There's two reasons why anger comes generally. One is because we are not getting the things that we want. Okay? We're not getting the things. So what do we want? I was talking to someone yesterday, for example. They want to become enlightened. Very nice thought, very beautiful aspiration. I want to become enlightened. But they get discouraged because they're not enlightened. So where does discouragement come from? It's almost like anger, discouragement, isn't it? It is connected to this attachment to the fulfillment of my wish to become a Buddha for the benefit of all. I want to become a Buddha for the benefit of all. And I'm very attached to that wish. The fact that I'm not enlightened makes me discouraged. I mean, isn't that ridiculous? Isn't that self-defeating? Isn't that shooting yourself in the foot? You know? So please, you know, when we have these virtuous thoughts like bodhicitta, compassion, we try to generate them. Don't get attached. Don't get attached because it's going to lead to frustration, anger, discouragement. On a sort of more practical level, all of our disappointments, all of our feelings of unhappiness, our unpleasant feelings, generally are coming because we're not getting the things that we want. And instead, we're getting the things we don't want. Okay, these two reasons why we get angry. One of the, I don't know if it's unexplored, but it seems nowadays one of the avenues for people to become angry is kind of, how to say this, maybe it's just knowing about the world situation. For example, looking at pollution in the environment, looking at the nuclear bombs, weapons, fighting, nations are fighting with each other, and there's so many bad things in the world. When we look around in the news, we can see so many bad things. And this is one of the causes of anger. If a person is attached to world peace, we want world peace. Well, yes, but if we become attached to world peace, then we look around the world and we see all these dictators and politicians and evil people doing all these bad things. Again, we can develop anger. So, one way to overcome this is to meditate on the patience that definitely is thinking about Dharma. What does that mean? The patience of definitely thinking about Dharma. The opponent to anger is to be patient, okay? There's three types of patience. A patience of accepting difficult circumstances, which we can do with our sicknesses and our loss of money and our loss of friends and so forth. We can practice that one. The patience of not retaliating when we're harmed. You know, we're not going to reply to an insult with another insult. We're not going to strike back when someone harms us. But the third one is called the patience of definitely thinking about Dharma. And this means, according to this analysis from Shantideva, that we use our knowledge of emptiness, ultimate truth, or dependent relationship to help us to remain patient. Personally, I feel this is so helpful when we look around the world at various world situations and politicians and so many people around the world, we look at them with this patience of definitely thinking about Dharma, then we can stop ourselves from developing anger. In How to Solve Our Human Problems, there's a very tiny chapter, at the end of which Venerable Geshe-la says this, if everything arose, if everything that arose, everything that developed, did so according to its own independent free choice. Okay, so everything arises out of free choice. Free choice. We've got free choice to do this. Then living beings would never have to experience suffering because no one would ever choose to suffer. So if everything was dependent upon our choice, yeah, just our choice. I choose this. I choose happiness. If it was just I choose happiness, if that were the only cause, then we would all be happy. But this isn't true, is it? We know. Many people want to be happy, but they don't get happiness. They get suffering instead. Why? It's because many other conditions, many other causes and conditions lead to happiness and suffering. It's not so simple as we try to make it out in Lam Rim teachings. Sometimes it's very simple. Just need to do this. Just stop cherishing yourself and cherish others. Then everything's okay. Yes. But we need a deeper wisdom to appreciate the reality and bring that into our understanding of the world and control our mind. There must be another explanation why everybody suffers. We do not suffer because we choose to suffer, but because our mind is controlled by self-grasping ignorance. Ooh. Since beginningless time, our mind has been governed by self-grasping, which prevents us from seeing things as they really are. And this causes us to engage in all kinds of unskillful action. And it is because of this that living beings suffer and cause others to suffer, not because they freely choose to do so. So the practical conclusion from all this teaching, I've really got no time to go into this actually, is that whenever we're harmed by anyone, or whenever we see on television or in the newspaper or on our smartphone, we see suffering being inflicted on other people, we should think to ourselves, this person is doing this because of their delusion. They are not in control of themselves. This person is engaging in this negative action because they are forced by their delusion of anger or jealousy or whatever it is. They are forced to do it. It's not because that person is intrinsically a bad person or an evil person. No, it is because their poisonous delusion is forcing them. If we can do this, then we can definitely prevent ourselves from becoming angry, because we can understand everything arises from causes and conditions. Everything depends upon many, many causes. When we see an atrocity, we hear about so many terrible things happening in the world, people being, anyway, I won't say, you know, you can imagine, tortured and burnt and stabbed and so many terrible things happening to people. And this can cause us to become angry. But if we think deeply about the entire situation, we will never be able to find an inherently existent torturer and an inherently existent victim. Cannot find them. Yeah? Anyway, no time for me to explain, but if we understand about causes and conditions, dependent relationship and emptiness, what will happen is this. At the very end, Geshe-la says, when we understand this deeply, then we will never feel anger towards any living being. Instead of anger, compassion will arise naturally in our hearts.